Welcome to episode 37 of Paws, Claws and Wet Noses, the veterinary podcast celebrating all creatures, great and small, and the fantabulous professionals who look after them all. I'm your show host, Julie South. Today, we are going to be looking at the 15 signs that it's time to change your job, or the 15 symptoms that you could be experiencing that will indicate it's time to move on, to change your job. And then the four next steps that you can do to get back into control of your life.
An old vet told my father when he was a student in Glasgow, he said, if you want to be a success in veterinary practice, just keep the bowels open and trust the rest to God.
Nutrition's not an opinion, it's a science.
They called me that weird herbal needle vet, and I just remember thinking, well, I'm still going to do it, because I know it works, and I've got the research to back it.
From reminiscences of the real James Herriot's son, to pet nutrition, to acupuncture, the Vet Podcast discusses current animal health issues from around the world. I'm veterinarian Brian Greger from New Zealand. Just search for the Vet Podcast wherever you get your podcasts from.
Paws, Claws and Wet Noses is sponsored by VetStaff. If you've never heard of VetStaff, it's New Zealand's only full-service recruitment agency, 100% dedicated to the veterinary sector. VetStaff has been around since 2015 and works nationwide, from Cape Reinga to the Bluff and everywhere in between. As well as helping Kiwis, VetStaff also helps overseas qualified veterinarians find work in Aotearoa, New Zealand. VetStaff.co.nz. What are the 15 symptoms that indicate it's time for you to consider a job change? Let's have a look at them. In no order of priority, because they're personal for each individual. Number one, this happens on Sunday nights or whenever your first day back at work is after time off. In the case of Monday being the beginning of your work week, by the time Sunday night comes around, you are in dread mode. You dread going to work on Mondays. Number two, time drags. And that's because you struggle to immerse yourself, to get back into the zone or to get into the zone like you did when everything was exciting and new. So time drags. Number three, the little things start getting you down and you no longer believe in the clinic like you used to. Perhaps there's favoritism that might have been just like water off a duck's back prior. Perhaps things get broken and don't get fixed fast. It's always been like that, but now it really starts to drag and to wear thin and to become heavy and you're over it. It might be that people are moaning that there's never any money for upgrade, that things are really tight, blah, blah, blah. You didn't bother you before, but now it does. Number four, there's no sense of team or unity, and it feels like everything is about to implode. There's no leadership. Everyone's pulling in different directions, and or some people are allowed to get away with blue murder. Tardiness, perhaps not following SOPs, lateness, questionable ethics, bullying that doesn't get addressed. You're over it, totally over it. Number five, you feel like you're not growing professionally and there's little chance of anything changing in the near future. It could be that you could do your current role with your hands tied behind your back and blindfolded, obviously metaphorically speaking. There's no longer the challenge of growing or that you want to do better or could do better. Number six, you feel invisible, unappreciated, taken for granted. Number 7, technology is advancing, but you're getting left behind. Number 8, when it comes to CPD, you have to fight and argue and defend every dollar that you ask for CPD investment on your behalf. Number 9, your life is totally out of whack. You are so far out of balance that you have no idea how you're standing upright because it feels like you're about to fall over or collapse or implode or melt down. You no longer, number 10, you no longer feel that you're being recompensed or rewarded for what you're doing. And by this, I mean it's things like perhaps on call, after hours. Those times when you stay late because there's a sudden emergency that walks through the door just as you're about to lock up, but nobody says thank you in any way. Number 11, you often think, what's the point? Why do I bother? What's going to change? Why am I here? Now, it's okay to think like that from time to time because it's a good way to check and reassess. But if those thoughts are coming into your mind more and more often, then it could be time to reconsider. Number 12, you see others getting ahead, getting the good jobs, the good assignments, the interesting cases, getting the CPD, but you feel like you're being left behind. Number 13, your role has slowly morphed into something that you no longer recognize or you don't like. You don't know what to do about it. You have no idea how it happened. It's just, you know, the boiling frog syndrome. Little things have happened over time. Little tweaks have been made, perhaps without consultation, perhaps with consultation. And you think, oh, it's just something small. I can handle it this time. But there have been so many of those little tweaks over time, and you are now where you are right now, and you don't like it. Number 14, you've noticed an uptake in your personal life of things that don't support you in being the best that you absolutely can be. Perhaps food has been your go-to. I know that happens for me. Has there been a weight gain or an excessive loss because perhaps you stop eating? What about smoking, drugs of any kind, alcohol, depression, apathy, and other self-destructive behaviors? If you've got those happening in your life, it's time to reassess. And the last one, number 15, this can be the clicker. The real determination. Even if your salary was, say, increased by 50% or 100%, you'd still feel the same way about what you're doing and where you're at. So even if your salary was doubled, you don't know that you would stay. What can you do about that? All of those 15 things, any of those 15 things. Let's have a look at it. Changing jobs is a big decision. It's a huge decision. It's one of those life-changing events that's up there with being one of the top stresses in anyone's life. Now, if you recognize any of the above symptoms, it's time for you to sit down and reevaluate where you're at. If you're a veterinarian, a veterinary nurse, or a veterinary tech, you are unlikely to ever be unemployed. However, that doesn't mean that you need to take the first job that's offered to you, especially if you feel that all clinics are the same. If that's the case, if you feel like you're not good at making career choices or sound and good career choices, then it's time for you and I to have a serious chat about your expectations and, dare I say it, perhaps your attitude. Yes, sadly, there are some sucky clinics out there. But there are also some absolutely really amazing clinics who 100% care and love their teams. There's a saying that we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. I believe this. Many people can be in exactly the same situation, but experience it differently. Therefore, if you keep going from one sucky clinic to another sucky clinic, maybe, just maybe, it's not the clinic. Maybe it's something that could change with you. Now, I realize that's pretty controversial and straight in your face, and some people won't like that. But if that's you, I just ask you to consider it as a possibility. That's all. That it's not them, that maybe it's you. But back to what you can do about where you are right now. Here are four things that you can do to take back control of your feelings around your job. Number one, look at what you do like. Sometimes when we're caught up in stuff that we don't like, it's hard to find even a little bit of joy because it's the bad stuff that weighs us down and keeps repeating in our heads over and over and over again. And when that happens, it's time to start looking for some good stuff. It's time for the reframe. It doesn't matter what the good stuff is. Find some and then hold on to that thought pattern. Focusing on the negative just leads to more negative. So here's what you do. You start a page in your journal, you open a blank document, or you start a note, something where you can write down what you enjoy about what you do now. It could be the location of your clinic that maybe you can, maybe just maybe, walk or ride to work. It might be the clients, or the toys, or the hours, the fact that there's no after hours or on call. It could be your peers and your colleagues. The fact that you're working for a corporate or an independent, whichever one of these it is that lights you up. The money or other part of your remuneration package. It could be the layout of the clinic, but find something. Something. One thing to start with. And then start looking for more and build from there. You want to start looking for something positive, because it stops that negative loop in your head. Number two, determine what your dream job looks like, because if you don't know what you're looking for, you'll never know when you find it. Open another blank file, document or a page, and start writing down everything you would like in your dream job. Set no limitations. The sky is the limit. That's up to you. Be very, very specific though. Identify the aspects that are the deal breakers for you. For example, if you won't consider anything under, I don't know, X dollars an hour, then get very clear on that. And the reason for this is if you can start prioritizing, you'll be absolutely clear on what you're prepared to negotiate on and what you're not. So start writing a list of what things you want in your next job so that your next job, your next move, will be what you want. Number three, what would need to change for you to stay? After you've identified the things that you enjoy about your current position and you've got a list of what your next move looks like, where's the crossover? Where do those two bits intersect? Can you negotiate changing what you don't like about your current position so it becomes your dream job? Obviously, some things are harder to change than others. Cultural change, that's when things are about to absolutely implode, takes a lot more effort and may be beyond the ability or the inclination of the current management. And maybe it's outside your time frame too. Unless you're an absolutely nightmarish employee who's responsible for the toxic environment at your clinic, then it's highly likely that your current clinic would prefer to see whether your changes, your dream job changes, can be made to keep you rather than lose you. As has already been discussed on other podcasts, for example, episode 29 and episode 36, where it talks about how much it costs a clinic somewhere between 2 times and 4 times an employee's annual salary to replace them. So you can see that it's in a clinic's best interest to make things work out for you, because they won't want to lose you unless you're one of the bad guys. So think about what needs to change for you to stay. Number four, have a chat with your manager or your practice manager or your HR manager or the lead vet or somebody who has some influence at your clinic and can bring about change. Now, before you go running to him or her with your problems, spend some time looking at what possible solutions would be acceptable to you. Because no one likes having a whole bunch of problems loaded and dumped on their desk. But they're more likely to listen with open ears if you come with solutions, your solutions to each of your problems. Also, by going armed with solutions, there'll be solutions that you'll like, not solutions that someone else has come up with that you may not like. Getting ready for your next move. Now, if after all of the above, you decide that it's actually time for you to move on, then there are some steps you can put in place before you start job hunting. The first thing to do is to dust the cobwebs and the dust off your CV. Update your skills, your technology that you've been used to, the software you use, your experience, responsibilities, CPD that you've done, and any additional qualifications that you've got since you first wrote out your CV. When it comes to referees, number two, start thinking about who your referees are going to be. You don't need to ask them until further down the track. And you can check out episode 13 for more info on referees and references. Number three, you need to brush up, unless you're using an employment agency, you need to brush up on your negotiation skills. And you can check out episode number 22 for that. Number four, know what your rights are at job interviews. The law might have changed since you had a job interview. You need to know what you can be legally asked and what you can't. Check out episode 26 for that. Number five, this is really important. Check out your public-facing social media profiles, because prospective employers, as soon as you start applying, they'll be checking you out online. They'll be doing their due diligence. That's one of the first things that Isabel and I do, is we go online and we run Google searches, and then we go deeper and deeper. But you can start by, before you start looking at your next job, do a Google search on yourself. Put your name into Google and Bing and other search engines and just see what comes up. Because what you're looking at could be what a prospective employer might find. And you need to know that it's going to stand you in good stead. That there are no drunken parties with photos of you laying comatose in a gutter somewhere back in your varsity days. So check that everything online makes you look good. You also need to check your privacy settings on all your social media accounts, just to make sure. And at the same time that you're doing all the social stuff, make sure that your LinkedIn profile, if you've got one, matches your CV. And if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, then I recommend that you set one up as well. And again, make sure that it matches your CV. Number six, you need to know what you're worth in today's market. Remember, this is all pre you applying for your next job. Sure, you can ask around, but the best place to know your worth is via a recruitment agency. Colleagues may pump up their own remuneration packages because they're embarrassed to let you know what they're really on. A veterinary specialist recruitment agency will be able to give you an honest answer that's current. A generalist recruiter, someone who places anyone and everyone in any sector, for example, they'll work in entertainment, hair and beauty, human health care, anything other than veterinary. And just for the record, VetStaff is New Zealand's only New Zealand veterinary recruitment specialist. There are other veterinary recruiters who work in New Zealand clinics, but they're all offshore, overseas based. We're the only ones that really know the New Zealand market because this is the only market that we work in. We only work in New Zealand and we only work in the veterinary sector. Enough shameless plugging there. And number seven, the last thing, is contact a recruitment agency before you do anything else. This is important. We can only get you the best possible job if you contact us before you do anything, before you hit apply. As soon as you hit apply with any of the online job boards, we're unable to help you at that clinic. Seriously, if you want the best job with the best package, then you need to get a recruitment agency in right at the beginning. I'd love it to be VetStaff, but if it's not us, then make sure it's one of our specialist competitors, because they'll work on your behalf as well. Once you hit the apply button, it's too late. There's very little that any recruitment agency can do for you because a clinic won't let us represent you at their clinic. We won't be able to work on your behalf with them. If you recognize any of the symptoms that I've just talked about, then it's time to move on. Please feel free to get in touch, even if it's just for a chat. I'm happy to be your sounding board. Over the last 3 years, I've spent quite a bit of time on the phone with vets or nurses who are ready to chuck their job in because they'd had enough. Not all of them ended up resigning. In a couple of instances, I knew their manager and, with the candidates, the job seekers' permission, the vets and the nurses' permission, I was able to talk to the clinic manager or the owner and sort things out so that they didn't resign. The clinic ended up not having to start recruiting for a replacement, and the employee ended up with the job of their dreams, which was to stay where they already were. It just took a couple of tweaks. There was nothing in it for us. We didn't receive any fee for that. But because we believe in doing the right thing, that's what we always do. So please get in touch with someone, a recruitment agency, preferably us, in the first instance. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this helpful. If you do want to get in touch, then you can email me, julie@vetstaff.co.nz. If you're in New Zealand, you can call me toll free on 0800 483 869. Or from overseas, you can WhatsApp me on 64272824155. I'll put all of this info in the episode notes for today's show, which you can find at pawsclawswetnoses.fm. If you have any topics that you'd especially like me to cover on upcoming shows, then please send me an email. I'm only too happy to do that for you. Paws, Claws, Wet Noses is available on all the major podcast platforms like Spotify, iHeart, Apple, Google, etc. So make sure you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. Just remember to click the follow button wherever you listen to your podcasts so that each new episode is always delivered to your favorite podcast feed. Take care and ka kite anō. Paws, Claws and Wet Noses is sponsored by VetStaff. If you've never heard of VetStaff, it's New Zealand's only full-service recruitment agency 100% dedicated to the veterinary sector. VetStaff has been around since 2015 and works nationwide, from Cape Reinga to the Bluff and everywhere in between. As well as helping Kiwis, VetStaff also helps overseas qualified veterinarians find work in Aotearoa, New Zealand. VetStaff.co.nz.